Have you ever been told you're an idiot when you get a big tax refund from the IRS because you overpaid? Suddenly your good feelings are dashed because you gave the government a loan. Your refund is a sign of your stupidity. Well, the converse of this is the financial acumen being attributed to Donald Trump, whose 1995 tax returns leaked to the New York Times show Trump might not have paid federal income tax for 18 years since those returns were filed. We're not talking about a refund. It's no taxes paid at all on his income due to a $916 million loss for that year, most likely from his failed investments in his Atlantic City casinos, airline businesses, and purchase of the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan. A tax loophole called net operating loss allows Trump to carry over his business expenses, in this case almost $1 billion, onto his personal tax return. And while it's all legal, is it appropriate for a presidential candidate to game the system like the scurrilous Broadway characters in Mel Brooks' The Producers? With me to explain now is Helene Olin, money columnist and host of the Slate Academy podcast United States of Debt and the author of the book Pound Foolish. Helene Olin, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, I'm not a tax lawyer, but isn't this the premise of the Broadway show The Producers? You take on a business that's going to lose money and that's going to take care of your tax problems?
Right, but you're still losing money.
Right. So you're an idiot for losing money. You're a genius for not having to pay taxes. What do you make of these Trump remarks? Are they in any way intuitive?
I think this is something people have suspected for a while. We know that he has obviously not released his taxes on his own volition. And there's been a lot of suspicion that part of the reason why was because he wasn't paying any. Now we seem to have proof, in fact, that most likely he has not been paying taxes for a very long period of time, or at least federal taxes, I should say.
And it's one thing to say that not paying federal taxes represents a kind of moral, you know, turpitude in an era when we want infrastructure to be improved. But is it illegal?
The scandal is that this is probably not illegal. What we don't know is we don't know if it was challenged. I mean, these are just the first page. We don't know if these were subsequently amended. But the thing is about Trump's campaign is that this is almost in a way baked into it, right? Trump's whole appeal has been, I know how the system works, and I'm going to show you how the system works. So in a way, this really doesn't come as a surprise at all, I suspect, to anybody who supports him.
And the companies that leave the United States, they are also leaving for the same reason that Donald Trump is putting these business losses in the front of his return. They're basically playing, gaming the system. So he talks a lot about people leaving the country and that's bad, but it's the same game.
Right. I mean, there's a sort of almost like cheerful hypocrisy to this whole thing, right? You know, he wants to take away the hedge fund carried interest loophole, but he never talks about the loopholes he's taking advantage of. The same is true with the companies that are, you know, moving abroad to avoid the American tax bill. He doesn't somehow see himself as doing the same thing, which, again, to you and me seems ridiculous, but somehow to him makes sense.
If it turns out, based on the information from this one sheet of taxes, that he's paying no taxes, how is he doing it exactly? Just explain.
There's probably a couple of different things going on. He's first taking advantage of real estate loopholes. The way the laws work for real estate development, where you are a real estate professional, so not you and me owning a house, is that you can write your losses off against your personal income. So that's one of the things that's going on here. He's then doing something else that is available to the wealthy, net operating losses, where you can do basically the same thing through your limited liability companies and such. Again, not available to the vast majority of the population.
When you say loophole, that's because a regular CEO of, say, an auto company that loses money can't take the losses from that auto company against his or her salary and get a huge tax boost. But if you're in real estate and do the kind of business that Donald Trump does, you can basically boost your salary from tax losses of the business itself.
Right. Real estate gets favors from the government that simply no other business gets. They are that powerful. And that is just an enormous gain, an enormous benefit to them.
So Donald Trump gets paid to be a failure.
He more or less It does. I mean, there's a joke in the real estate industry that when you run out the depreciation, you should just buy another property so that you don't have to pay taxes all over again.
Have you talked to people who will punish him for this? I mean, the Times gets all, you know, up in arms about this. It sounds as though we're a couple of public radio, you know, bleeding hearts. But is this the kind of thing that strikes at a certain ethos of American citizenship?
I think it does and it doesn't. Again, I think for most people, probably the majority of people, it just doesn't sound right. But I think for the core supporters, they see him as, you know, this savvy business guy working every last angle in the system. And to, you know, quote the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, he's a genius for doing this. And this is what a savvy businessman would do. And he's just going to use all these skills and know-how to somehow maneuver the United States into a better position.
What could send this over into another realm altogether if there are secrets that we learn that go beyond what we've already seen?
I think it really depends on what else comes out. It would be really curious to see what the IRS said about all of this, what the audits have been like. We know he's been audited, and how it's all shaking out, what he's doing and what he's doing now, by the way. That would also be a huge part. Keep in mind, this is from 20 years ago. What do his taxes look like from 3 years ago?
He could get a salary boost from a failed presidential campaign, right?
Who knows?
Helene Olin, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Helene Olin is a money columnist and host of the Slate Academy podcast, United States of Debt, and author of the book Pound Foolish.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.